So let's review. The Gemara earlier ruled, Hirchik as the Eidim min Aksav, Shnei Shitin Pasul. If the witnesses left a space between the text of the document and their signatures large enough to write two lines of text, the shtar is not valid. The Gemara now adds that a space of two lines invalidates the shtar only if it meets the following criteria. Shnei Shitin Sha'amru Hein Va'avir and Pasul. Only if the space is large enough for two lines of text and the usual space between the lines. However, Hein Bale'avir and Kasher. If there was no room for space between the lines, the shtar is valid because the forgery would be obvious. Either the added lines would be written in smaller script than the surrounding text, or it would lack the usual space between the lines. Shnei Shitin Sha'amru B'Ksavi De'Eidim Pasul. Only if the space is large enough for two lines of the larger layman script. But B'Ksav Yidei Sefer Kasher. If the space is only large enough for the smaller script of a professional scribe, the shtar is valid because Kala Mazayif Lav Lagabi Safra Ozla Mazayif. He would not risk asking a scribe to perform the forgery for him. The Gemara now cites three opinions regarding the exact size of these two lines and the space between them required to invalidate the shtar. Kagayin Lech Lecha Zeh Al Gabi Zeh, which is Shnei Shit Nevar Ba Avirin. There must be enough space to write the word Lecha on each line. Therefore, there must be space for two lines of text and four spaces, one over and under each line, to allow room for each lamed and endachaf to extend above and below each line. Kagan lamed milmala v'chaf milmata, which is shnei shitin v'shleisha avirin, there only must be enough space for a lamed on the upper line and the endachaf on the lower line. Therefore, we only require a total of two lines and three spaces, because the endachaf of the higher line and the lamed of the bottom line can be angled so that they are not directly over each other. Kagan Baruch ben Levi b'shita achas, which is shita achas v'shnei avirin. There only must be enough space to write the name Baruch ben Levi on one line. Therefore, we only require a total of one line and two spaces, space for a lamed above and a chaf below. This is equal to two lines of writing and a bit of space between them. The Gemara now discusses shtar sheyesh behenpik, the amount of space allowed between the henpik, the court's validation of the document, and the judge's signatures, and cites two opinions. Amarav, bein edim la'asharta, afilo tuva na mikasher. Even if there's a large space between the text of the certification and their signatures, the shtar is valid. And the Gemara explains the mitayit lay. This is only if the blank area is filled in with ink so that he cannot add text above their signatures. However, bein edim la'ashtar, the mitayit lay pasul. A space between the text of a shtar and the signatures of the witnesses invalidates the shtar, even if it is filled in with ink. And the Gemara explains the difference. Sahadi atiyutu hu dechasimi, beidina atiyutu loichasimi. It is possible that the witnesses only testified regarding the inked-in area to allay suspicions that the ink covers part of the document's text, but they do not testify to the document's contents. Therefore, we cannot fill in the blank area with ink. However, Bezdin does not sign for this purpose. Therefore, their signatures clearly serve to certify the document, and so they can ink in the blank. However, the Gemara raises another concern. Leichosh dil magayiz le'ela u'mochik le'letiyuta. He may cut off the text of the document and erase the filled-in ink, and ksav may debayu umachtim sahadi. He will write whatever he wants in the erase space and forge signatures. In this case, we would rely on the Bezdin certification, since Rav Tabumi cited Rav himself as ruling shtar habahu ve'edav alamecha kasher. A document where the text and the signatures are both written on erased paper is valid, since the witnesses would only sign on erased paper if the text was also written on the erased section and there is no way to change the document because a second erasure would be noticeable. If so, even an inked-in area should invalidate the document. The Gemara answers, Kol ki agavna, ein mekayma noise min ha-shayar tishabai, ele min ha-edim shabai. Such a document is valid, but the court certification is not, and we need to authenticate the witnesses. A second opinion, Rabbi Yechidin Amar, bein edim la-sharta, afil ha-shita achas pasal. As the Rashbam explains, avagav de mitayit pasal, Rabbi Yechidin holds that inking in the space does not help because, as Tesis explains, beidina atiyut techasmi. He holds that judges would sign merely to testify regarding the inked-in area, and so their certification would not validate the document itself. Therefore, he holds a filashita achas pasul. Even a space large enough for a single line of text between the certification and the judge's signatures invalidates the document because we are concerned demagais liloi v'kasav hu ve'edav b'shita achas. He might cut off the text of the document and write a brief text, including forged signatures, in this single line, and shtar haba hu ve'edav b'shita achas kasher. A document containing the text and the signatures in a single line is valid, as Rashbam explains, loy plug rabbanon bein shtar gadol shtar katan. A brief document is as valid as a lengthy one. Therefore, in this scenario, there exists the possibility of a forgery. However, bein edim l'ksav, shita achas kasher. A space of a single line between the text of the document and the witnesses is valid because shtar haba hu b'shita achas ve'ed b'shita acher is possible. A document containing a single line of text followed by signatures on the second line is not valid because, as the Rashbam explains, ein lemeidin m'shita achreina. We do not use the final line in the document, as the Gemara explained on Daf Kof Samach Beis, because he can perform precisely such a forgery in the single line allowed between the text and the signatures. Therefore, even if he cuts off the text and writes another text in the line above the signatures, the document will not be valid, and so we allow a space of a single line between the text and the witness's signatures. However, the Gemara objects. Perhaps he will cut off the text and write a brief document and forge signatures in a single line, and he will explain that he had additional signatories in the second line. The Gemara answers, in such a case, he must certify the document by authenticating the earlier signatures.